There are certain psalms that you just like to go back to and look at. And there's certain psalms, I think that it's true of anything in life. There's certain things that speak to us individually. And I remember the first time that this psalm really spoke to me was probably 25 years ago. Just because of the power of the psalm. And I think a lot of times why things from the Word of God speak to us at certain times is because it speaks right to what we're feeling, what we're going through, or what our personal experiences are, or even what our personal experiences are at that very moment. This is Psalm 31. I'm just going to read Psalm 31 to you, and then we'll look at some of the verses. In you, O Lord, do I put my trust and seek refuge. Let me never be put to shame, be disappointed. Deliver me in your righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock for a house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for thou art my strength. In thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth. I have hated them for regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I'll be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and hast not shut me up in the hand of the enemy, for thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially amongst my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintances, for they did see me and fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of my mind. I'm like a broken vessel. For I've heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel against me, they devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Make my face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I've called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things, proudly and contemptuously, against the righteous. O, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in a secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep me secretly in the pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath shown me the marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I was cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest my voice, the voice of my supplications when I cried out to thee. O love, love the Lord, all thy saints. For the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentiful, rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all you that hope in the Lord. This is a great, great psalm. And we all go through times in our life where it just feels like, and maybe you're facing something right now, that feels like life is just piling on. And you just feel like everything in life is scheming against you. And you feel like you are being put down and held down. And you feel like you have no idea how to rise up and rise above. And you feel as though failure is not only imminent. Sometimes in life we can just feel like, well, failure just seems to surround me. It seems to be a part of every part of my life. And you can feel as though there is conspiracy taking place against you. And others are conspiring. And maybe it's true. Maybe there are those who are conspiring at your workplace or, you know, family members or whatever the case might be that you might feel like. And there might be people conspiring against you. And you feel alone and you feel weak. And you feel like defeat is right there already grabbing you. That's how David felt. But David just said some mighty and powerful things. And I want to start by looking at verse number 15. Because in the midst of all of that discouragement that David is facing, and maybe you're discouraged today, and maybe the circumstances of life have left you feeling discouraged today, we'll look at some of the other verses, but I want you to keep this as the foundational. Remember this. He says, "My times are in your hands. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from the hands of my foes and those who pursue me and persecute me." I love the fact that David realizes, even in the midst of the storm, even in the midst of this period of time, this season of his life that appears, everyone shies away from him. People view him. They see him and they go to the other side of the street. Nobody wants to be near him. In other words, everything is going against him. Everything appears to be failure. And because everything is going against him, people don't even want to be around him. They shun him. They have nothing to do with him. He not only feels like a failure, he feels isolated. And in that season of failure, what feels like failure and isolation, David still realizes that my times, even the season that he is in, that he feels like he's failed, and he feels like he's isolated and alone, and rejected and defeated, even in that season, he knows, my times are in your hands. David is saying, I do realize there's seasons of life. And I'm in a season, but you know what? The season appears. It is taking everything out of me, but I know that I'm in your hands. Even in this season, I know that I'm in your hands, and I know that you are faithful. Seasons, he says my times, and he's really speaking about, you know, his life in general, but he's looking at his life as though it's broken down into separate seasons, separate times, separate seasons. And that is true. I mean, if you just look at your life, look at last year. You can look at the year and you can kind of encapsulate the year as a whole and think, yeah, 2016 was a really good year for me. I got a job, or I got married, or I had my first child, or, you know, got a big raise, or whatever the case might be. You know, maybe there's multiple things that happened to you in 2016, and you look at 2016 and say, yeah, it was a good season for me. Or you can take a larger approach and you can look at a decade and say, you know, when I was in my 20s, it was a great season for me. Or you can take a small period of time and even look at, you know, maybe the last 3 months of last year and say, well, it was a struggle because of this. Or we can look at our life and we can see seasons. We can see times within this life that we have. Individual seasons when things either appear to be really good or really bad. And David is saying in that season that he's looking at and saying, look, this is a bad time for me right now. Not only am I defeated, and not only does it feel like I'm destroyed, people, even my friends and my neighbors, turn away from me. And my enemies are conspiring against me. And not just conspiring to defeat him, his enemies are actually conspiring to take his life from him. That's a bad season that David's in. But David says, even in the midst of this season, I know that every season, my times, every season, I am in your hands. And even though it doesn't feel like this is a victorious season, David knows he can put his trust in God because he knows God is holding him in his hand. And so it doesn't matter what others conspire to do. It doesn't matter what words are spoken aggressively or with animosity against him. It doesn't even matter, you know, that David is seriously thinking that his life could be forfeit. If those who are conspiring against him have their way, his life could be forfeit. Even that does not discourage him from the fact of realizing, my times, my life, this season I'm in, it's in your hand, God. And I can trust you. That verse has just been a great comfort to me over the years, many times. For my own life, or when I've been speaking for others, or praying for others. I'll actually pray that very prayer. God, our times and our seasons, they're in your hands. And so even though what I perceive and what I see with my natural senses, because I can't live in yesterday and I can't live in tomorrow. I can only live in today. And if it's one of those seasons where it just feels like everything is wrong, and David felt like, well, not just felt like, David was experiencing the fact that he's rejected. Even his friends and his neighbors reject him and want nothing to do with him. He's an enigma more than that. He's a pariah to all of those who are around him. And his enemies have the upper hand, and his enemies are conspiring to take his life. This is a bad season for David. But even in that bad season, he still knows God is faithful and can be trusted to deliver. And so there's many times in my life, or when I've prayed for others, that I've just said, if I see someone and they're in that season, that trial, that just looks hopeless, they have to understand that they can only see and live in the right now. They can't see ahead. This season is going to end. If you're going through a bad season, a trial, a struggle right now, if you're going through a difficult time, the great thing about times or seasons is seasons always end, and they give way to another season. That doesn't really feel like it today, but you know, we're still in the winter season. It's going to be getting warmer in the next couple of days. But you know, it's still February. It's early February. You know, we could easily have several more. It's winter. We could still have a lot of snow and a lot of cold spells. And I know that it gets frustrating, but you know, the fact is, this is the season of winter. So I can look outside now and see that it's sunny and know that it's going to be in the upper 40s and possibly up to 60 degrees before the week is over. And I can be excited about that, but I also have to understand that this is the season of winter. So I could still have some storms. I could still have some snowfall. I could still have some cold spells because that is the season that we're in. Look back a couple of years ago, not last year, but the 2 years previous to that. If you remember, there was two really bad winters in a row. Two winters where there was a lot of snow and there was a lot of cold spells. They were hard winters. And when you're going through that hard winter, you're in that season. If you're in the hard winter and it's only January 1st, you still got some more season to go. And there's nothing that you can do to make that season speed up. But the good news is spring is going to come. You might be in that season of winter. And you have to walk through that season of winter. David had to walk through that season of winter for him. He couldn't speed it up. Seasons come, but they come to pass. They will pass. Has there ever been a winter that never ended? In your lifetime, has there ever been a winter that didn't end? No, it always gives way to spring. It's happened every year, and it will, because this is the way that seasons operate. You know, as long as this earth is rotating and revolving and spinning and moving through its assigned course held by the hand of God in its pathway through the solar system, as long as that's happening, we're going to have seasons. And every winter is going to come, but every winter is going to end. It's going to cease. Seasons come, but seasons come to pass. They're going to come, but they will come to pass. They are designed to pass. By their very nature, they can do nothing else other than pass. So David is in winter, but winter's going to pass. And it will give way to spring. The same thing is true for you. Now David, he could look ahead and he could know that, well, this season, I'm in your hands. But David knew the season would end. Sometimes we forget and we think this is the way life is going to be. No, if you're going through a struggle or a hard time, it's just a season. Seasons come, but they come to pass. You can't make the season go any faster, but what you can do, you know, we're going to have to go through winter until spring comes. One spring, March 21st, we got a ways to go yet. And we can't make March 21st come any faster than it's going to come. Winter is here. We have to go through it. But I can look ahead and I can know that spring is coming. And that gives me hope. I will get there. But I can also be like David and I can say, you know, even in the season of winter, my times are in your hands. I can trust you. I can put my confidence, my hope, my trust in you. And you will see me through the season. And the same thing is true for you as well, no matter what you face today. And if you're going through that time like David was in Psalm 31, that you feel you're defeated, you feel like there's conspiracies against you, if you feel like you are rejected, isolated, alone, if you're feeling all those same emotions, know this, it's just a season, and be encouraged, because the season is going to end. You keep your eyes and your heart on Jesus Christ, and know that your season, your times of your life, even this season, you are in His hand, and He will. You put your trust in Him, your reliance on Him, He will not fail you or let you down. And He will, in His hand, carry you through this season, which has come, but it has come to pass, and so it shall pass. And He will carry you into that next season of deliverance. Spring is coming. Spring's coming.